Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Menachas Nun Zayin, Menachas 57a, pagination is 113. On the fourth line where the word Gufa begins the line, we have a piece of Gemara that was brought as a proof to an ongoing larger discussion, but because it pertains to Shabbos and to a principle called Ma'acho ben Dirusai, that's an important principle, will focus on this one piece. Amar Rabba bar Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabba bar Bar Chana said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Hiniach basar al gabei gecholim, if a person on Shabbos placed meat on top of coals, he fech bo chayiv. If he flipped it, so he got both sides to get cooked, roasted, then he would be in violation of cooking on Shabbos because it indeed cooked a sufficient amount. Lo hifich bo potter. If he didn't flip it, he's going to be potter. And the Gemara is going to wonder what the case is exactly. Hechidomi. Ilema di ilo hifich bo lo bashil. If it's a case where if he didn't flip it and rotate it, it would not be sufficiently cooked. Pshita, of course, if you don't flip it, it doesn't cook. The obligation of cooking is only if it actually cooked. This is an important distinction. Some malachas might not have to do with whether it actually came to fruition. Planting, for example, could very well be that if you put the seeds in fertile ground, in a place where the rain will water them in a way that for all you can estimate, it's considered planting, it could be that's planting, if it doesn't grow. But when it comes to cooking, it has to cook. If you set it up in a situation where it should cook, but you act upon it in a way that it doesn't end up cooking because you turn off the fire, then that's not cooking. So if a person put the steak on the coals on Shabbos, and if he doesn't flip it, it will not cook. So, of course, you're not in violation. You didn't cook. Unless you flip it. Well, apparently it must be that even if I didn't flip it, it would cook. So then why wouldn't you in fact be chayiv the minute you put it on place and it cooks? Who cares if you flip it? Why is flipping relevant? Lo tzricha. No, this is the case. What's going on over here is that it's undercooked. It's barely acceptable. And if it's barely acceptable on one side, that's not called bishul yet. By flipping it, he'll be able to get the second side to also be a macho ben derusoi, a bare minimum amount of cooking. V'kamash malon dekol mitzad echol ked macho ben derusoi lo kolom hu. If it's only one side of this barely level of cooked, that's not considered cooked. So what emerges over here is that we have a principle called machal ben derusoi, which is minimally cooked. And if it is that level of minimally cooked, on one side, that's not yet considered bishul. On two sides, minimally cooked, it's already acceptable, and it would be considered bishul. If it was fully cooked, so then even on one side, a person can eat the part that's cooked. It's considered an edible product. And it's only when it's so undercooked, so then you need both sides. The Rambam, in fact, codifies this in Shabbos Perek Tes Halacha Hei. Hiniach basar al gabei gecholim. If you leave meat on coals, If it roasted the quantity that's described as a grogeres, a small amount, even if it's a few different places that you could pull off, let's say with a spoon, you could pull out the part that's properly cooked, so that's chayiv. It doesn't matter that there's a lot of undercooked or raw meat present. If part of it is cooked, it's cooked. Lo nitzla bo grogeres, but if you don't have it fully cooked, aval nisbasho kulo chatzi bishol, but there is cooking that took place to half of its full cooking, which is defined as half the amount of time. Half of its cooking has been done. That's chayiv. Nispasha chatzi bishol mitzad echad potter. But if it's only from one side, as our Gemara explained, that's potter. Atche yahavich bo, until you flip it. V'yispasha chatzi bishol mishnei tzedadim. It's got to be this half level of cooking on both sides. Now, there are a lot of concepts coming together all at once. One of the concepts is, what is macho ben derusoi, and how much does it indeed have to be cooked? So the simple statement associated with this is that ben derusoi was a robber, and he was always on the go, and he would be willing to eat food even though he was undercooked. So the definition of barely cooked for Bishul on Shabbos in various applications is going to be like the eating, kemachol, ben derusoi, of this robber. Now, you'll note that the Rambam called it chatzi bishul, half of its proper cooking. Rashi by us, on the fourth of the wide lines, on the top of the page, calls it shalish, a third of the proper cooking. But in any case, if something cooked on Shabbos, just macho ben derusoi, which strictly speaking would be a shlish, a third, because that's less, then we would have a concern of chilul Shabbos, because it cooked that amount. However, our Gemara is teaching us that if it's only on one side, it's so barely cooked, that's not considered cooked in the eyes of mankind. And therefore, it would have to be flipped, and it would have to be that same level of undercooked, perhaps, but on both sides, then it would be considered bishul. In Siman Reish Nun Gimel in Orach Chaim, when the question of a blech requirement is discussed, there's a statement that's made that if something was kamacho ben derusoi, barely edible, but edible, then perhaps a blech is not required, because if need be, they could eat it. So we're not worried that they're going to adjust the fire. The Mishneh Berurah, Reish Nun Gimel Lamed Ches, writes, on macho ben derusoi, yeshomrim chatzi bishul, some say it's half, yeshomim shlish bishul, some say it's a third. And that's indeed the machlokas that we just saw of Rashi and the Rambam. The footnote from Dirshu 46 brings from the Chazon Ish, how do you define half of its cooking? Things cook. There's a process in which it cooks. The last 5 minutes, earlier 10 minutes, there are different levels of how it cooks. So they bring that once the water, for example, if you're cooking, once the water is yad soledes, it's that hot that it can do cooking. So at that point, until it's completely cooked, is a matter of time. And the third, or the half, is based on time. In Shulchan Aruch Reish Nun Dalid, there's a description of how long does something have to cook or roast on the coals before Shabbos. The expression is Kama'achol ben Durusai, and the Mechaber writes, that's chatsi bishulo. It has to be half of its proper cooking. The Be'er Hetev writes, there is another opinion of shlish, but because this is Hilcha Shabbos, we have to make sure it cooked properly before Shabbos to make sure we avoid any violations, so we go with the stricter standard in Hilcha Shabbos. Indeed, in Bishul Akum, which is a Derabbanon, in Simen Kuf Yud Gimel, Se'if Ches, the Mechaber uses Shlish Bishulo, a third, as the definition. If a Jew put something up to cook and the non-Jew removed it and then put it back, how much did it have to cook from the Jew to be considered Jewish cooking? In that case, by a Derabbanon, the Mechaber allowed it through on Shlish Bishulo, even if it was only a third. Yasher Koach, thank you for joining.